Blessings of Eid. Blessings of Eid. Blessings of Eid. Blessings of Eid.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our beloved master Sayyidina Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood in the world. Subhanallah. Let us all recite together. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us rejoice on this day and occasion in the celebration of Eid Sa'id. Alhamdulillah. And Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us this opportunity to be thankful and grateful in His court on this Mubarak day and recite Salat and Salam in abundance upon our Master Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us start the recitation of Durood and Salam in the proper manner in which Sayyidina Imam Sharafuddin Al-Busiri Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi composed his beautiful recitation of Qasida Burda Sharif. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika بك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي أصل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبي بك خير الخلق كلهم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم سبحان الله What a Mubarak day that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after spending the blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Allahu Akbar. And the poet says about the virtues of this day and what as we as Muslims, what we should and shouldn't be doing on this day and the proper etiquettes of Eid, inshallah. Let us expound on this in the words of the Shair. He says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَا لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدِ Meaning, Eid is not about adorning ourselves with new clothes. This is not the true spirit of Eid, but the true spirit of Eid is that innamal Eid liman khafal wa'id. Eid is about fearing the warning of punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal by abstaining ourselves from the evil deeds, from all the evil that is around us, to avoid it and engage ourselves in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Allah Almighty, He says in the Holy Quran,
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَا تَزَكَّى.
Let us purify ourselves, that the one who purified himself, he is indeed successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. He attained success, subhanallah. And then the shair further says that لَيْسَ الْعِيدْ لِمَرْ رَكِبَ الْمَطَايَا, meaning Eid is not about going on excursions. And then he says, إِنَّمَا الْعِيدْ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. Eid is rather about abandoning the sins. Eid is not about indulging in sinful activities, but Eid is rather about abstaining from sins, abstaining from fornication, abstaining from stealing, abstaining from listening to music, abstaining from going to cinemas and wasting our valuable time, the same time we could have devoted in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is recommended by our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it was his practice to say the takbir of Allah Azza wa Jal excessively. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. These are the takbirs that we should be reciting abundantly on the day of Eid, inshallah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal accept our ibadat, our worship, and our devotion that we dedicated, alhamdulillah, throughout the month of Ramadan. And may Allah Azza wa Jal accept our fast for the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. This was the attitude of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that 6 months after the month of Ramadan, they used to make dua that may they fast for the month of Ramadan be accepted, and in the remaining half year of preceding month of Ramadan, they used to make dua, Ya Allah, Balighna Ramadan, meaning, O Allah, keep us alive and take us safely to the Mubarak month of Ramadan, meaning half of their year used to be spent after spending the month of Ramadan to make dua of acceptance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that may He accept their ibadah and their siyam in His court. And in the remaining half of the year, they used to anticipate and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the arrival of the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, this should be our attitude. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentions, that ashabi kannujum fabi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum, meaning my sahaba are like the guiding stars, whomever of them you follow, you will be guided. Let us follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah and his sahaba rahimahumullah radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Allahu Akbar. This is the true spirit of Eid, that Eid is not about going and exploring the beauty and the outwardly shine of this world, but it's rather about adorning our inner self, our interior self, our spiritual self, and take it to another height on this Mubarak occasion of Eid. Because it is the day when Allah Azza wa Jal forgives the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will be foolish to throw all that away and indulge in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ma'adallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard us on this day from indulging in sinful activities and in the deeds and activities that are a means of invoking the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ma'adallah. And let us rather strive, inshallah. Let us strive to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, again, the shair very beautifully says that لَيْسَ الْعِيدْ لِمَا رَكِبَ الْمَطَايَا. Eid is not about going on excursion, but إِنَّمَا الْعِيدْ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. Eid is about abandoning the sins. Allahu Akbar. And then Furthermore, he says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ نَصَبَ الْقُدُورِ, meaning Eid is not about eating luxurious cuisines. Of course you may eat luxury foods, there is no harm in it. But this is not the sole purpose of Eid. There should be a distinction that whether it is our sole purpose of us being on this earth to indulge in luxuries, or our sole purpose on this earth was that we indulge ourselves in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as Allah Azza wa Jal clearly states in the Holy Quran,
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ,
that I have not created the jinns and humans except that they worship me, except that we worship Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator. This is our sole purpose. So let us not deter from our main purpose and indulge in other activities that can take us away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, from this devotion that we show to in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the shair says, إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ سَعِدَ بِالْقُدُورِ. Eid is rather about attaining the true honor. Allahu Akbar. It's about attaining the true honor in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we attain the taqwa. And remember this statement,
إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ.
Indeed, the most honorable amongst you in the sight, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, are those that attain the most taqwa, atqakum. And Eid is about attaining that true taqwa and true honor through the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the shair says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ تَزَيَّنَ بِزِينَةِ الدُّنْيَا. Eid is not about adorning ourselves with worldly beauty, but rather, إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ تَزَوَّدَ بِالتَّقْوَى. Eid is rather about attaining taqwa and piety and the inner beauty of Allah's fear and piety. Allahu Akbar. This is the true spirit of Eid, that on the day of Eid, rather than involving ourselves and indulging ourselves in sinful activities, in useless activities and wayward ways of ours, inshallah, let us divert our attention, our focus and our energy that we have on the day of Eid to spend it in the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, may Allah accept it in His court. And then the shair further says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ بَسَطَ الْبِسَاطِ. Eid is not about spreading the extravagant tablecloths, meaning Eid is not about adorning our tables with luxuries and luxurious foods, etc. But إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ جَاوَزَ الصِّرَاطِ, that the real spirit of Eid, the real joy of Eid, when we safely cross the pul sirat, the same pul sirat about which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that the bridge of sirat, pul sirat, will be sharper than the blade of sword and thinner than the strand of hay. Allahu Akbar. This is the state of pul sirat. And nothing but our good deeds, the recitation of durood and salam, and our qurbani sacrifices in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are the only things that will help us on the bridge of sirat. It is mentioned that when an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will struggle on the bridge of sirat, the durood that we used to recite in this world will come to help us, will come for our assistance. And that durood will come in the shape of noor and will take us with the lightning speed from this end of pul sirat to the other end, all the way to the Jannah, inshallah. This is the blessings of reciting durood and salam abundantly in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Let us listen to this beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says about the virtues of Eid, that when the day of Eid arrives, Allah Azza wa Jal shows superiority of his servants over his angels, Allahu Akbar. This is the virtue of Eid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing our superiority over the superiority of his own angels, and says, what is the wage of a worker who completes his task? And the angels say, oh our Lord, he must be rewarded abundantly. Allah Azza wa Jal states that, O angels, my servants have performed the obligation which was due to them from my side. And then they left for Eidgah making dua. I swear by my majesty, dignity, mercy and high status that I shall answer their prayers. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, return my servants, I have forgiven you and changed and transformed your sins into virtues. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then says, the people then return in the state that they have been forgiven. Subhanallah. This hadith is mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi in Shu'abul Iman and as well mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many virtues of Eid al-Fitr, and the greatest virtue of Eid al-Fitr and the greatest gift that we receive from Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Eid, that we are forgiven in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, as it is proven from the beloved hadith of our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we learnt that Allah Azza wa Jal is proud of us, is proud of his servants on the day of Eid, that we have devoted ourselves throughout the month of Ramadan, and this is the day Allah Azza wa Jal rewards us for our hard work and for our ibadah, alhamdulillah, and we have been granted our wages from Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. And now there are recommendations, there are etiquettes of spending our Eid rather than indulging into sins and useless activities. Inshallah, let us follow the sunnah practice of celebrating our Eid. What should be our ways? What are the things that we should do as Muslims on the day of Eid? And dear viewers of Madani Channel, Islam recommends some actions to be performed on the day of Eid. And those are from the various books of ahadith and fiqh. They are taken that it is preferred to have a haircut on the day of Eid, clipping of the nails, meaning cleanliness. Islam places such an importance on cleanliness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that cleanliness is half of Iman. Allahu Akbar. And this is the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us the ways to stay clean and to attain proper tahara. And this is the beautiful and clean religion that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us, and it is been bestowed by the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Mubarak action and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is recommended that we have haircut and clip our nails and have a bath and apply itr and apply perfume, and to have bath, have ghusl, and to wear good clothes, wash clean clothes. And then if we don't have new clothes, then at least wear neat and tidy and clean clothes on the day of Eid. And it is also the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to consume dates before we leave for Eid Salah. And it is recommended that we perform our Eid, the Fajr of Eid Salah, in the masjid of our own district. And to be present at Eid venues, Eidgahs, wherever the Eid Salah is performed, earlier and before time, so we don't miss out, because there is no substitute for Eid Salah. And it is recommended to go to Eidgah and the venue where the Eid Salah is to be performed through one route and come back through another route. And it is also recommended that to eat dates before Eid Salah. Now, there is a hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the dates should be consumed in odd numbers. And it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to leave for Eid al-Fitr only after he had eaten some dates, and he used to eat them in odd numbers. And then the scholars of Islam and the Hadith masters, they say that the wisdom behind recommending of eating dates before leaving for Eid Salah is that it contains, the dates, they contain sugar, and this sweetness helps improve the eyesight. Moreover, sweetness softens the heart and it is suitable for our imani temperament, subhanallah. And if one sees himself eating sweet in a dream, then it is, its interpretation is that he will be blessed with the sweetness of iman. And it is for this reason that iftar is recommended with something sweet, such as dates. The dates have more benefits, especially the dates of Medina Munawwara, subhanallah. And this has been mentioned in Ma Thabata Bis Sunnah or Ma Thabata Min As-Sunnah. The author of this beautiful book is Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And Allah Azza wa Jalla again has stated so beautifully in the Holy Quran,
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَا تَزَكَّى,
meaning undoubtedly he attained his goal who purified himself.
وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى,
and offered prayer remembering the name of his Lord, subhanallah. And this is the virtue of celebrating Eid while we remember Allah Azza wa Jal and engage ourselves in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Offer our salah on time as we used to in the month of Ramadan, and inshallah be punctual on our salah. These two verses are mentioned in the Holy Quran, verse number 14 and 15 of Surah Al-A'la. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the day of Eid. We are ever so grateful that Allah Almighty has granted us the Ummah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the glorious month of Ramadan full of blessings. Whoever kept the fast of the month and sacrificed the comfort of their sleep to follow the sunnah of Sahri, made the intention to fast and performed Fajr Salah with congregation and the rest of Salah with congregation, made the dua before iftar and partaken in iftar, performed Maghrib Salah afterwards, and then after Isha performed Taraweeh Salah, after paying due respect to the blessed month of Ramadan, when Allah Azza wa Jal has become pleased with us and He has granted us the gift of Eid, subhanallah. These were the quotations taken from غُنْيَةُ الطَّالِبِينَ, Allahu Akbar. Now, in today's superficial world, dear viewers of Madani channel, the focus of us Muslims is on material values of body, clothing, houses and cars. And our highest priority goes towards maintaining these aspects on Eid, rather than our focus being on the internal self, which has spiritual values and not just superficial means, Allahu Akbar. Let us elevate our spiritual state on this blessed occasion of Eid and not to worry about the external value of material stuff, that is, such as houses, cars, clothes and other monetary value of this worldly material. This is the time when we should engage ourselves with the spiritual state and elevate our spiritual self in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal looks at our inner beauty and focuses on our hearts, and therefore He states,
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَا تَزَكَّى,
that undoubtedly He attained His goal who purified, meaning purified our inner selves.
وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى,
and offered prayer remembering the name of His Lord. Meaning that the successful Muslim is he who attains the inner purification and remembers Allah Azza wa Jal and prays Salah. Every Muslim is addressed by Allah Azza wa Jal in these two verses, and we have been given the spiritual formula of success in this world as well as in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the purpose of celebrating Eid is not through the external means, but by the spiritual means of maintaining the same piety which we have gotten accustomed to during the blessed month of Ramadan, and to continue in this way so we may succeed and attain salvation in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we can manage to keep our spirituality to the same level as we did in the month of Ramadan, then not only this day but the entire year will be Eid for us, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now, this is the spiritual aspect of celebrating Eid in the proper way. And it has been mentioned that the person who recites 300 times Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, inshallah, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Eid, now it will become a salvation for the people of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that have left this world with Iman, and it will become a means of Isale Sawab for all of them, for the entire graveyard of the Muslims. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jal enters 1,000 Anwar. Allahu Akbar. When this person dies, Allah Azza wa Jal will reveal 1,000 Noor and Anwar in his own grave. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of reciting the takbir and the hamd of Allah Azza wa Jal, the glory of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Eid, that one who recites 300 times Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi on the day of Eid, Allah Azza wa Jal will fill that person's grave when he dies with 1,000 Anwar. The grave that will be the darkest place that one has ever seen. Allahu Akbar. The noor of this glory of Allah Azza wa Jal will enter, and inshallah we will get to see the noor our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his ziyara in the qabr. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin ma'adhan judi wal karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim salatun wa salaman alayka da'iman ya Rasulullah wa ya Habiballah sallallahu ta'ala alayk wa ala alika wa sahbika ajma'in wa sallam. Inshallah, let us conclude with this and let us make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal keep us steadfast, as alhamdulillah he has kept us steadfast throughout the month of Ramadan, and inshallah it should last us throughout the entire year till the next Ramadan, that we mend our ways and stop sinning and stop engaging ourselves in useless activities and be true Muslims in its true essence and elevate our spiritual level, inshallah, on this day of Eid. And with this mission in mind, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Blessings of Eid, blessings of Eid, blessings of Eid, blessings of Eid.